from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I knew it. Kind of put this together and guessed it. You've heard me say it before, but Elon Musk is confirming it. I've long suspected that Elon Musk actually bought Twitter to go to war with the left over his son. His son, who decided that he was not a boy anymore and was a girl. And the last week that I could find that we have read had scheduled surgery to transition for around his 18th birthday, and who also filed to have his name legally changed from Musk to something else. Oh, and says he's an avowed communist and hates rich people. So I long wondered if that wasn't why Elon Musk bought Twitter, to go to war with the mis- and disinformation of the left. Because remember, we had the FBI censorship on Twitter as well. Well, Elon Musk just did a remarkable interview with Jordan Peterson. And he doesn't come out and say that's why he bought Twitter. He leaves it unsaid, but it's clear. Here's Elon Musk talking about how he says he was tricked into giving his son Xavier puberty blockers. He says it was not explained to him at the time this would sterilize his son. Take a listen.
It happened to one of my older boys, where I was essentially tricked into signing documents for one of my older boys, Xavier. This is before I had really any understanding of what was going on. We had COVID going on, and so there was a lot of confusion. And, I was told, Xavier might commit suicide if he
did. That was a lie right from the outset.
Incredibly evil. And I agree with you that people that have been promoting this should go to prison.
That's
so
personal.
I was tricked into doing this. And it wasn't explained to me that puberty blockers are actually just sterilization drugs. So so I lost my son, essentially. They call it dead naming for a reason.
Yeah,
the reason it's called dead naming is because your son is dead. So my son Xavier is dead. Killed by the woke mind virus.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
I can't imagine what that would be like.
Yeah.
I can't show you this because it's radio. Elon Musk is in agony here. He is. You can see the pain on his face. It doesn't come across because his voice is monotone. Go watch the video. You'll see what I'm talking about. And as a parent, I don't know if it's just me. It's not just me. It's all of us. We agonize over the decisions that we make. And later on, you're inevitably, if you're a parent for long enough, you're going to make the wrong decision. And it's going to just rip you years later. Now I have a decision like that. It wasn't anywhere near as big of a decision like that. My son had a chance to go to another school for free because of some learning challenges that he has. And so thinking only dollars and cents, I pulled him out of this school where he was just in his element. He had great friends who I think might still be friends today and a teacher he loved. And I removed him. And I always listen to my gut. I'm a big person on listen to your gut, even if it's not logical, even if it doesn't even make financial sense. Listen, because your gut's always right. And I didn't listen. And it caused a whole series of problems with him that lasted many years. I made the wrong decision. I didn't have any negative but oh God, I've ripped myself up over that. It's hard to even drive by the school I pulled him out of. You know, so we beat each other. I bet you have something like that if you're a parent. We beat ourselves up over some of those decisions because every decision you make for your child can have profound effects that you're not thinking of right now. New set of friends might mean exposure to things that become a big problem through adulthood, right? And a little decision can lead them in the wrong way. We blame ourselves for everything as parents. We do. Can you imagine signing the documents to sterilize your son? Oh my gosh, it rips my heart out for him. And if you hear what he said in there for Elon Musk, he says, well, you know, it was during COVID. Nah, I can fill in the rest. No, it was during Tesla and SpaceX. And the way Elon Musk, he's you know, very eccentric, billionaire. He's almost farm-style raising kids. I mean, he's almost got a harem. He's, you know, he married the first one. And then after that, he just started having children with women and then starting having children with women he isn't even dating. Like, it almost seems like IVF type situation. It almost seems like he's running an Elon Musk quality sperm breeding program. I mean, I hate to put it that way, but he is. He wasn't there. He was busy. I sent him the document. He signed. Well, doctor. It's from the doctor. Must be okay. He didn't ask the questions. And you can see the agony. Because he's right. His son's dead. Not physically dead, no, but dead as far as who he was. He'll never have a legacy. Every generation that's fought to live up until that kid, nullified and erased. Because that kid's sterilized now. And then, you know, it appears had the surgery. So what did he do with that horrible feeling that we have as an adult? I mean, again, I know how I feel about, you know, a school I shouldn't have pulled my child out of and friends I shouldn't have taken him away from. I know how I feel about that. I can't imagine living through this. And this is the rage that has birthed X. Because listen to what he says.
So I vowed to destroy the woke mind virus after that. And we're making some progress.
So I vowed to destroy the woke mind virus after that, and I'm making some progress. And how is he doing it? As the person who reads Elon Musk's tweets every day, he's buying himself a president, which is not a bad thing. $45 million a month for Trump. Why? To protect Twitter, because they're coming for him. That's the purpose of that bill that forced the sale of TikTok. If you're trafficking in national security misinformation, you can be forcibly removed from the head of your social media company. That wasn't for TikTok. That was for Musk. He knows they're coming for him. But fascinatingly, what is his way to battle the woke mind virus and the lie? Hey, you know, these little puberty blockers, no big deal. No, they won't sterilize you. No. They're totally reversible. Don't worry about it. Here, just give them to your kid. How do you fight that? There's only one really good way to fight that, the way the left won't let us have. You remove the censorship and allow the debate. Remember what happened right before Elon Musk bought Twitter, and it was very significant. What happened? You had conservative pundits, including Matt Walsh, very popular ones, taking old video clips, not that old, maybe a year or two, of doctors admitting, puberty blockers sterilize you. These kids are going to be sterile. They may not understand what they're doing. They may end up with micro penises that don't function if they take these drugs. And they just started putting them on Twitter. And you remember what happened? The American Medical Association demanded the FBI investigate and harass these people and demanded the DOJ prosecute them. For what? For telling the truth. They weren't even telling the truth. They were running clips of doctors telling the truth amongst themselves about these drugs and what these horrible things they're doing to children and how these children can't consent. They don't understand what it is they're doing. And what was the left solution? Sick the FBI on them. Sick the DOJ on them. We don't like speech. We don't like truth. Well, let's intimidate them. Put them in prison. I don't know. And then what? Elon Musk buys Twitter. Oh gosh, it gives me the chills. It's really, really sad and really, really heartbreaking and really, really cool. And I knew as soon as Elon Musk said $45 million a month to Trump, what is Elon Musk doing? He's trying to stay out of prison. He's trying to stay one head, because there's two DOJ criminal cases that have been filed against him in the last 2 years. They are trying, now they're going through the SEC. They're doing anything they can to get this guy, put him in prison. get Twitter out of his hands, or X as he calls it now. So he needs to purchase a president so that he can apply the proper pressure to Trump to clean out the DOJ, protect him, protect free speech, and clean out the FBI. Probably those SEC goons as well. You know what I say? Good. Trump could sure use the pressure. I am very glad somebody has bought Trump for $45 million. Who's going to be on the phone like, bud, I gave you the money. Clean up the DOJ. I do not want Trump appointing another Lindsey Graham, pick. And so I'm thrilled to see that Peter Thiel is coming back. I'm thrilled to see Silicon Valley is coming back. I'm thrilled to see Elon Musk, $45 million, guarantee he'll have Trump's ear. Maybe he can keep him straight. Maybe we'll get good appointments this time, because God, do we need them. And you know who else needs a good appointment this time? Trump. Trump needs good appointments if he wins to stay alive. And you know that after you saw the Secret Service hearing yesterday.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!